You're listening to SBS News.
It's tough to imagine a team that's more consistently good at the FIFA World Cup than Germany. The defending champions have won the competition four times and made the final four of the competition an incredible 13 times. Mexico is certainly not a World Cup minnow. The Mexicans have made the knockout stages of the last six World Cups. But the clash between the Germans and the Mexicans in Group F in Moscow was certainly one the Germans were expected to win. The crowd certainly got its money's worth. The match was open and lively, with plenty of chances for both sides. But the Germans appeared to put too many of their resources into their quest to score goals, leaving little cover for their defence when Mexico counterattacked. The counterattacks were constant, and in the 35th minute, they turned deadly for Germany. Here's how SBS Radio's Spanish commentary recorded the moment.
Se escapa el gol, se viene Chicharo, ahí está, pegale Chucky, no dudes, enganchó, ahí está.
Attacking midfielder Irving Lozano putting Mexico up 1-0, and that's where the side known as El Tri stayed. Goalkeeper Guillermo Ochoa was in his usual excellent form to help deny the Germans and secure the upset. Whilst there was plenty of individual glory to go around in this Mexican win, goalscorer Lozano says the victory was a team effort.
Well, to tell the truth, I'm very happy. Very satisfied. What's most important is how we managed this match.
My teammates
and I did some great work. We all ran our hearts out.
We put
in a lot of work. And this is the result of all that hard work.
And
we got the result we got.
Mexico's coach Juan Carlos Osorio says he anticipated the changes the Germans would make when Mexico went up 1-0, and says the Mexicans had even practiced defending with four midfielders and three forwards to counter Germany's changes. That's a serious charge to make against a coach the quality of Germany's Joachim Löw. For his part, Löw says his team simply has to learn and be better next time.
Yeah, in the Tat is es natürlich klar enttäuschend.
Indeed, it's disappointing to have lost the match. That's a situation we're not used to at all. In the many tournaments before, we always won the first match, but this is a situation we have to accept as such. Of course, there can be obstacles to overcome, we know that. Now, we have to draw the right conclusions, and in the next match, we have to be much better.
Their next opportunity to be better comes on Sunday against Sweden. Mexico's next match is against South Korea, also on Sunday. No team has won the World Cup more than Brazil. But after a promising start against Switzerland in Rostov, their opening game only resulted in a 1-1 draw. Felipe Coutinho scored a beautiful goal to put Brazil in the lead. The star player Neymar received some very rough treatment from the Swiss defence. However, Brazil suddenly lost its way, and Switzerland equalised through Steven Zuber, although he appeared to illegally push Brazilian defender Miranda in the back to get into position to score. The referee didn't call that, nor did he call what appeared to be a penalty for Brazilian striker Gabriel Jesus later in the second half. Nor did the video assistant referee, fast becoming an unwanted talking point at this tournament, get involved in either incident. Brazilian coach Teacher says he doesn't want to make excuses for a subpar result, but he says the Swiss goal certainly shouldn't have been allowed, and officials need to lift their performance.
Naquilo que vou falar só uma vez a respeito do lance. O lance do Miranda é muito claro, é muito limpo.
I'm just going to say this once. The Miranda moment was very clear, and I am not here justifying anything. It was absolutely not justified. The question that you asked, it was a very clear foul, the Gabriel Jesus penalty incident. Yes, you could interpret it as a penalty or not, but the first one you can't discuss. And then there are other moments. There's no way you can complain. There are people responsible for that, and they need to work fairly.
A conduta do jogo legal, daquilo que é justo.
The day's other match was between Costa Rica and Serbia in Samara, also in Group E. It was a game of few highlights, but the main moment will be enough to make Serbian fans happy. A superb free kick from Serb captain Alexander Kolarov in the 56th minute provided the only goal of the match, and ultimately a victory for the team known as the Eagles. Kolarov says he saw a valuable opportunity with his set piece, and he took it.
I'm very happy that we won as a team. I think we showed real spirit that the Serbian team should have. It was a difficult moment in the match, and I knew I could change the course of it with one shot. I concentrated well and hit my mark.
There are three matches on day five, the most notable of which may be England taking their 2018 World Cup bow against Tunisia in Volgograd. This England team appears to be a new-look one, free of the bluster and overblown expectations of previous sides. Coach Gareth Southgate says they're trying to create a new era for themselves.
You learn lessons from the past, but this team shouldn't be burdened with it because they're a fresh group. Most of them have very few international caps. The players of the past and the opportunities of the past are gone. This team is looking at things in a different way, trying to play in a different way.
Also in Group G, Panama plays its first ever game at a World Cup, but goes in definite underdog against Belgium. And in Group F, after a build-up with claims more akin to international espionage than international football, South Korea faces Sweden. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.